Listening Library presents Ghost Hunters and the Muddy Monster of Doom by Cornelia Funke. Read for you by John Beach. Let me introduce three of the most successful ghost hunters of our time. Hetty Hyssop, Tom, and Hugo, a so-called ASG, or Averagely Spooky Ghost. They call themselves Hyssop and Company. And up until now, they've successfully completed every one of their missions, though all of them were extremely challenging, even for such experienced ghost hunters as our three friends. Their missions included fighting some of the most dangerous ghosts, an IRG, incredibly revolting ghost, who had already deep-frozen a client of theirs, a Gillig, gruesome, invincible lightning ghost, who had turned several of its victims into fire ghosts before Hyssop and Company took care of it, and perhaps their most difficult job, the totally moldy Baroness, a particularly vicious Higa, historical ghostly apparition, whom Tom managed to defeat only by risking his own life. After this adventure, the threesome had hoped it would be a while before things turned that bad again. But only a few months later, they were to discover otherwise. It wasn't a mission that almost sealed their fate, though. It was Tom's ghost hunting diploma, GHD. And the field test didn't sound too difficult at all. One more thing. I would ask all listeners who want to devour Hyssop and Company's fourth adventure to put it carefully aside when dusk falls. I would also recommend you not to read it in lonely, mist-shrouded places. But enough of this introduction. It all began on a Friday in late March. It is well known that fateful events nearly always begin on a Friday.